please like, comment, and subscribe.
Hi, I'm Kim.
And hi, I'm Tora. And we want to thank you for kicking it with Kim and Tora. Today we have three topics and we cannot wait to get to them. First topic is about Kim and Kanye. You all know what's going on, but I cannot wait to hear from my friend Kim. What does she think about this brother going crazy over this woman? Now, I know I'm not a big fan of people slamming interracial marriages and dating, and I'm just not a big fan of that. My thing is this, you love who you want, you date who you want, but when it comes to this extent of a Black man going crazy over another nationality, when I've never even seen a brother go this crazy over a sister like this. So I just want to know, what do you think about it?
Well, you know, of course, I haven't really been watching it, but it's impossible to avoid all of it. So I've seen a little on TikTok or a YouTube clip or something. I haven't watched anything long. Mm-hmm. First of all, I think the brothers do go absolutely crazy over sisters when they get divorced and when they break up. But the difference is Kanye has a platform, and Kanye doesn't seem to know that everything doesn't need to be broadcast. So the brother down the street, heart's broken, didn't date for 5 years, whatever, whatever, but we're never going to know that because he's not on YouTube or TikTok just blurting out all kind of craziness.
Maybe I should have said celebrity brothers. Because I don't know too many celebrity brothers who have dragged a relationship out in the public this bad. I mean, maybe.
They don't talk about it. They don't talk about it online. I think they just go on, lick their wounds. We see them dating serially, a bunch of people. We see them out drinking all the time. Mm-hmm. I know, ooh, that brother is really going through it. But they don't come online and say, you're trying to keep my daughter from me. I don't want my daughter on TikTok. Fathers are important too.
Yeah.
I want my family back. And, you know you didn't ask me about Kim, but I have to say, what's wrong with her? She's engaged already.
Something
wrong with her? She is Shampoo Davidson or whatever.
I did not even hear that. What?
She's engaged. She's been married so many times. She was married before Kanye. She's engaged now. She married Kanye quickly. I mean, she's for the streets. I'm sorry. She's for everybody.
What was that boy who played in Baby Boy with Taraji P. Henson? What's his name, the actor?
Tyrese.
I remember him dragging maybe his relationship, and I don't believe that was a Black woman either. And not to bring,
Tyrese and them, they date what people would call exotics. So they're not exactly white.
I think that's what they call
Black either. Yeah. So Kardashian is white. She is Eastern European. Her dad is Armenian. Armenia, that's white. I don't know. Let me pull back on that. Mm-hmm. To me, they're white. That's all I will say.
Okay. Well, I just know that it seems like when a brother gets with the exotic woman, he flips his whip. I'm trying to recall a relationship where I've seen a Black man drag a Black woman and through this, or a Black woman put a Black man through this in the public eye. Can you name
dragging her? Is he dragging her? What is he?
Every moment of the day, his name is coming out of her mouth about something. Like,
his name's coming out of her mouth, or her name's coming out of his mouth?
No, he is dragging her. He's dragging her name through the mud every single day.
What kinds of things is he saying?
I mean, he's basically saying how he had to go get another videotape, a sex tape from Ray J, and how she won't let his daughter come to Sunday service, and how he doesn't want his daughter on the internet and won't tell him what she's doing and letting her wear makeup. And I mean, just every single day he is saying something about her. And then it got to the point where I think Pete Davis started texting him like, look, brother, I'm laying next to your wife. We tired of you. I'm tired of being quiet. And started saying stuff like, you know, like, what's going on?
Take your meds. I heard him say, take your meds. I take mine.
Take your meds. I take mine. I heard him say that.
Okay, I wanted to circle back. So what did he say about the sex tape and Ray J?
Well, basically, it was on a laptop. He keeps saying he had to go get a laptop from Ray J that had a sex tape on it. Another one that I guess Ray J must either made him buy it or whatever, or was trying to get on his good side and just say, hey, I got another one before it get out. Y'all can have this. because he keeps saying that. And I'm just like, okay, that's your wife and the mother of your children. Why are you still saying that? Stop saying that. Like,
I think that the things that he's saying about, you won't tell me where the party is.
Yeah.
I don't want my daughter wearing makeup. I don't want my daughter on TikTok. I think those are all legitimate things.
Everybody keeps saying that.
I think they're legitimate, but I think that he needs to say it to her, and we don't get, I don't want to hear it. Why do we?
But my thing is, I think that you're just poking at something. I don't think it's really that big of a deal. I think you're just using that as a way to just be able to say something to a woman that don't want you no more. Because she was on it. She was on it when she was with him at the game. She was with him at the game and the Super Bowl and everything, and she was on social media. And my thing is this, when they were living different. In the same house, they was making TikToks.
But isn't he talking about, he's not talking about North being on his IG or TikTok or Kim's. I thought he was saying that Kim let North have her own TikTok account. That's different. That's different from me and my daughter and I doing stuff. I've seen North on there than saying, here's your TikTok account, do you.
Now, see, I don't think she's even that type of mother. I think she's a monitoring mother that's like, okay, let me see what you ready to post. Okay, go ahead. You know, I think that's more so how it is. And
I think it's okay for him not to want his daughter on TikTok. I think that Kanye often comes off as a little cray-cray, but I think that really he's very conscious. He is very aware. He understands very well the impact that social
media editing team made because they're making it seem like he's crazy.
Oh, it does. Yeah, he always seems crazy, but you know, being woke is a little bit being crazy. And then he also has bipolar, so I mean, he goes off the rails. I'm not trying to defend him. He goes off the rails and it is a mental health issue, but he also is very conscious. I wouldn't want my children on TikTok.
You don't think that's stressful? Like, at what point do you realize that, okay, dude, you got enough money, you should be happy, you should be able to say if you can't have the one you want, you can buy another one. But at what point do you realize you're so stressful? Like, I would not want a relationship that, okay, you're constantly doing something. Like, when I feel like Kim was in love with him, she wanted him, but then you just constantly got attitudes and you always want to be in everything, got your mouth in everything, trying to always control everything. It's like, don't you know, as a woman who got just as much money and power as you, that you're boring at that point. You know what I mean? That's why she went, I'm not saying she stooped low with Pete Davis, but think about it. He was in no way near on no Kim Kardashian platform far as status, money, or any of that. And that brother literally could book her. So at that point, you realize she was thirsty for some realization, something that was grounding.
I think they say that Kanye is very controlling. And if you look at that woman, I forgot her name, that he's
been Amber dating. Rose?
No. The one he's dating now.
Oh, yeah.
Dresses her, you know, and I remember back then that he pretty much had cleared out Kim's closet and reordered stuff that he wanted her to wear. So I think that over time, you're going to get tired of that level of control. But
okay.
I question why she married him, why she had all those babies so quickly. I'm telling you, there's something wrong with the Kardashians. There's something wrong with them. Other than the one little Courtney one, all of them marry or get with Black men and try to have those babies, like, well, Kim and Khloe, I guess. Who is it, Kim, Khloe, Courtney?
All the Kardashians except for the oldest one.
Kylie. Mm. Yeah, I mean, they're strange. And they're doing something. Black people have energy and other attributes that are due to our melanin. And something those women know about us that they're getting from these men. I don't trust them. I think
once they get it, I mean, from just what I've seen, once they get it, they go back home, if you know what I mean, to basically their upbringing. They don't continue on saying, okay, well, I dated this one and I'm going to continue to date this because this is what I love. It's like they steal something knowledgeable or soulful. I don't know what it is.
But think about it. Kim dated Reggie Bush for a long time. Mm-hmm. Then she dated those white guys and got married to the basketball player. Then she circled right back to Kanye West. Khloe dated Lamar Odom. Mm-hmm. And now it's, what's the guy's name? Tristan Thomas or something. Mm-hmm. Kylie dated Tyga. And now she's with Travis Scott. They love a black man.
But they circle back to their roots. It's almost like what I'm saying is I don't think they don't date without a purpose.
Oh, me too. Oh yeah, me too. I think it's a purpose. They need those melanated babies. I don't know what it's about. Courtney doesn't, but the rest of them need the melanin in their babies. They like some melanin in their men. I don't know. I think that I'm suspicious of them. And I think that they're doing spiritual things that we don't know about. And we would be wise to think about that. That's all.
I mean, everything's on the table at this point, because I don't know how all the men in that date them go crazy like that. Something's happening. I mean, they call it the Kardashian curse, but something's happening. Yeah. I mean, you, a whole family that dates men, and all the men, all
the mother, the mother is dating that black guy, the young black guy too. I mean, that's what
I think he's out of the picture now. I think he gave up.
I think she said he was cheating. I saw a headline that she caught him cheating on her. So maybe she was done with him. As for Kanye, I'm not sure that he's feeling things that other men don't feel when their marriages break up, but he is just too public. Like, shut up. Get a therapist. Call your friend. I know your mom's gone. Find somebody you can trust and talk to them. And then, is he still dating the woman? What's her name? Julia? I don't know what her name is. Is he still?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, who wants to?
I don't even think he was ever dating anybody. I think they were all bought and paid for. I really do. I think
really
it was a hookup. Yeah, I just don't see certain people with certain people. And I'm a spiritual person, and I think I could feel the energy if it was something real there. And it was nothing, never, ever real there. So I think it was just a rebound. You know how they say the best way to get get under somebody? I think that's what it was.
I mean, I do think that Kim and Kanye seem to have a genuine relationship, but I am a little
unsure. I think in the very beginning, Kim tried. I do. But just based off of what Kanye has shown the public, I feel like no woman with that kind of money, she's got billions too, and you just don't need that.
But is he acting like that because his marriage ended and he's...
No, he was acting like that in the marriage to make the marriage end. You know what I mean? Like, you just keep being controlling and running your mouth, saying stuff. Like, I remember when he came out and said that they was trying to, you know, put him in a mental institution and say he was crazy and drug him up and do all of this stuff, and they made him get lipo for his wedding. Like, why would you say that? This is your family. Do you realize it starts with your children? You're talking about your children's family. You can't do that in public. You know what I mean? You can argue all day long, call the family whatever you want. And
he said the Kardashians made him get lipo?
He made that public. If you ever Google that, that is a topic that I heard
heard him say, I'm so insecure, I had lipo because I didn't want to seem fat. I didn't hear him blame it on
me. Yeah, no, he said that they made him do it because they wanted him to look slim for the wedding, and he got hooked on pills. And I was like, there you go again. Blame everybody. Because you could easily say no. You had enough money back then that you could say no. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like you was trying to window your way in the family to get status and money, but it did help because he became a billionaire once he married her. So let's not even talk about that. So moving on.
I don't think I see it the way you see it, but let's move on to mental telepathy.
Yes, this is something new that I think it's going to be like breaking very soon in the near future, that we are born with mental telepathy. Like, children, babies can talk to one another. When they used to all be in like the nurseries together, you know, and one would cry, the other one would cry, the other one. So they didn't know back then that, you know, was kind of like a sign of the babies talking to each other or communicating with each other. But it was, and now that they're, you know, people are studying it because they, you know, they're doing the age group now. Like, so 2-year-olds, they could be in a room and all you hear is what they think is gibberish. Adults think is gibberish, but they're actually having a communication. And then as we get older, somehow they lose it. So you're saying, well, how can they be talking, you know, how can it be mental telepathy if they're cooing? No, that's just the sound of the reaction, but their brains are actually communicating with each other. So now that we're older, they're starting to see babies talk as soon as they're born, not have full conversations, but words. And they're like, how could these babies, where did they learn these words? People have been talking, you know, and when they're pregnant, come on, people even read to their babies in their stomach, you know? So why now? And it's almost like the evolution is evolving back to when you can figure out, these are the people that built the pyramids. These are the people that invented things that you're still trying to figure out, how could they have, like the early, they're really finding things like a cars had been invented before cars were invented.
I mean, they found things that look like computer motherboards. They found all kinds of things that indicate that we had advanced technology.
Advanced technology.
And it is likely that the people who are running this system of things are hiding certain things from us. Tesla knew things. He had boxes full of stuff.
But
I think Tesla discovered our ancient history because we were more advanced, like you're saying. Yep. And they stole all that stuff that he had. So they know.
Yes, they did.
But they it wouldn't benefit them if we had free energy. If we had cars that ran on banana peels, water or whatever, because we are in a system of oppression. And so I think a number of things. What you're saying about telepathy having been there in the past, but we didn't realize it, is because we get indoctrinated. So, you know, they start school earlier and earlier and earlier and start training you on what you should see. You know, not what you actually see, but what they want us to see. Focus on your senses, see, smell, hear, touch. So they start not beating, but educating us out of it. But I also
think that is so funny you're saying that, because there's a slogan called pandemic baby. Have you heard that?
And that's what I was going to say.
Because they took them out of that school, and that was the worst for them, for the people who are keeping the knowledge of, that was the worst thing they could have done, because it brought them back to stage one of knowledge. Like you said, the system was set up to untrain you, to unlearn you. And when those pandemic babies didn't get unlearned because they were home with their moms, you know what I mean? And they were
Do talk about those pandemic babies having extraordinary abilities, sitting up after a week. But I think also that the energies on the planet are elevating, and those babies are coming in on that elevated frequency. And those of us who are able to get our minds right will be able to ascend up to that. It's a new day. It's time to wake up.
I wish there was more about that, because I hear what you're saying, but I also think it's energy and family and being around that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
how does a baby who was just born demonstrate anything about family? That's something that baby came in here with. That baby came in here with that ability to say that word.
Protected his nest egg. The pandemic kept the family in the house, couldn't go to work really. People were working from out of their homes. So the baby was absorbing all that knowledge and education. You know, it wasn't, you know, all the things you do for everyday survival. You know what I'm saying?
But I still do think that the energies on the planet are changing. I think we've gone into another astrological cycle, whatever you want to call it. Everything is changing. But I do think you have a point, because I've been saying this a lot. The things they did to try to oppress us for the pandemic freed us. Showed us that we should not be going to work every day like that.
Yeah.
Showed us a lot of stuff that we just have been wasting our time on that we don't need to do. So what's next? They could screw up something else and we'll benefit from that too.
And that's what's crazy.
So among the kinds of things they've been doing for the pandemic to shut us down, I think will eventually backfire on them. But one thing that concerns me is the censorship. Because as you know, YouTube removed the video that we taped last week. And I went back and changed it and took out every word of
and
the
Anchor
video.
Also. Anchor and Twitter also, they removed my Twitter post because I tagged it to Twitter.
Okay.
Twitter, so I could listen to it again to see what we said, and it was gone.
And Anchor removed it from the algorithm.
They removed it from there too?
Well, you said Anchor removed it.
They removed it from Anchor and they removed it from my Twitter. I didn't Oh, yes, I did. I checked Facebook. It wasn't on Facebook either. I tagged it to my
Facebook. I never posted it on Facebook. Oh, you did?
Yeah, I posted on my Facebook account. I posted on Twitter. And I was going to post it on Snapchat, but it was too... It said it was it wasn't, you know, available to post. So I don't know if their algorithm is already word sensitive. So because I just copy and paste everything over. And so they just basically have the same thing that we have on YouTube. So what I'm thinking it is the algorithm word search. So it's not even, they couldn't have listened to the whole thing. Because if they had listened to the whole video, I don't think we said anything that would have been anything out of the norm.
The thing that was so distressing to me is that most of the video wasn't even about that.
That's what I said. They couldn't have listened to
most of it. I mean, most of the video was about things that don't have anything to do with the pandemic or the virus or the shots or anything. But when I went back to re-edit the video, every time they reused the word vax, or the name of the pandemic, I don't want to say it now because they'll take this down. I remove that word. So the question will be, does it stay up now? If it stays up now, it's those words. They just took out those words. The problem is, number one, we don't talk about that all the time. There are people who make their whole platform about
that. And I've seen it.
Right. We don't talk about that all the time. So on the rare occasion when we do want to talk about it, we should be able to. And if the position that they have is correct, why must they shut down every other word about it? If you know that Fauci and WHO and all that know the science, know everything, why are you so insecure that nobody else can mention another word about it?
That's very scary when you put it like that. Like, that makes everything freak out, because how is it that I can't have an opinion? So that's what I was kind of a little saddened about when I saw everything gone from all the platforms. I was like, where's my opinion? I'm not allowed to have an opinion ever again about anything, because that's all I feel like we're doing is voicing our opinions. And we have people that want to comment. We love the comments. So it's no problem.
I was like, were they mad that you talked about being sick? You can't talk about your own experience?
That's my opinion, right?
It's not your opinion. That's not your opinion. That's the facts of what you actually experienced. You got sick. The people in New York got sick. All that stuff is true. So we can't tell the truth, and we can't tell our, because, you know, I have some opinions, but we can't tell any of that.
And I feel like even if you put up a disclaimer, like, I am pro-vaccine as far as getting my kids. All my kids are vaccinated for every single thing that you need to be vaccinated for. Me and my children are. I can't even say that and then have my opinion about what it did to me.
And that's the thing, too, that I thought was unique about us. Like, we don't have a platform. I know people with platforms that they just rag on that. And they do get banned and suspended and all that stuff.
The volume gets dropped.
That's not us. And you are pro, and I'm not.
And isn't that the beauty of the world? So that should be free to be.
But we can't talk about that. They couldn't hear all the things you said in favor of it because this platform is too busy shutting us down. And the big question I have is, it's that today. What is it tomorrow? Because I went back through some of my stuff, and they're censoring all kinds of stuff. When I first started my YouTube, my personal YouTube, well, what it's not personal, but my other YouTube channel a year ago, I went back and saw when I talked about chemtrails, YouTube put an encyclopedia definition of contrails under my video. I'm not kidding you. And then I went back and looked at TikTok. Remember I did the story with the older woman who's looking my age, but she was in her 70s, they muted the sound on that. And all I'm talking about is how I love us. But you know what? That was a vax injury claim. I don't do it for the pandemic, but there's a whole program and I'm licensed to do it. And I mentioned that, and I think they shut it down because that's the kind of claim she had. So I mentioned that. So they shut everything down. And it was really about how great Blacks age. It wasn't even about that. I didn't even have
it. It's a word algorithm in there that whenever I voice speak that, somehow they have created something that once we upload it, it's already waiting for us to say certain words. Did this word come with this word? And did this word come with that word? Well, and if it did, then you do not, it has to be a pain. It has to be a pain. You know, if you listening on in on somebody's conversation, there is not a one person listening to every video. There is definitely something set up.
Oh, you know what? On my Raising the Vibe channel, I had posted something about Bill Gates. Like 2 weeks before we posted this, and they took it down too. And I didn't appeal this one. I just said I'm gonna fix it.
Yeah, I didn't appeal.
I appealed mine, and then I edited my video and reposted it. And then they granted the appeal and said, hey, you can let it stand. But by then I had already reposted an edited version and I just left that. But I think you might be right. There's like this big blanket thing that just catches everything, and you have to come. I personally am not in the mood to appeal my videos and wait a day or two for you to put it back. I'm not going to do
that. But I think the appeal gets a human involved, and the human watches the video and go, okay, this is stupid.
I'm not going to do it anymore.
Put it back up there because they clearly said nothing. And I think once that happens, they realize how silly even the algorithm that they have created that has the ping that puts everything out. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not appealing anymore. It's enough time to create a video, let alone to have it snatched away, go back, tell some people, come on, let me. No, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to start talking about the pandemic, talking about the pandemic either, but I'm just concerned with the level of censorship. I'm just concerned.
Well, where can it go from here if they're doing stuff like this now? Because listen, this is what I heard about when they started the war on Jewish people. And that's what I'm going to say, because I don't want this to get taken down. Okay. So we know about history. We know about the war, the Germans and the Jewish people. We know about that war, right? Okay. So what I heard was the Germans started putting out stuff like that. Like, you can't say this, you can't say that, you can't do this. And then it was a buildup. So by the whenever buildup came, whenever they decided this is what they were going to do, people were already saying, you know, well, you can't do this, you can't say this. So it was easy for the next generation to move in and do something like that. Because if you think about it, we all sit around and go, say if it's four people in a car, right? And the one person wants to do something horrific. The other three should have some type of sound mind to say, nah, this dude is crazy. We're not doing this. Or at least half of you, you know, two people might say, we're not doing this. Okay. But for all four of you to be in cahoots, there had to be something there that started long time ago where you all were in agreement to get to this place to do something so horrific. So if you were all home, you watched everybody starve in your house, you watch everyone being broke and not get anything in your house and or in your family, and you have an opportunity to go do something illegal to get something that could get your family money. That's all of you all in cahoots, you know, on this platform. So that's what I'm trying to use that as an analogy, that once they start putting us all in cahoots with each other, okay, so we all can't say this, we all can't do that.
And look at what we're doing. We're self-censoring. That's what we're doing. We're not saying what we want.
But when it happens, we will all be in cahoots to go along with whatever program we're being programmed for. Because literally,
I won't. And people like me won't. We don't watch the TV. We don't listen to the stuff that they're trying to tell you. And I'm sitting here saying, okay, I'm not appealing anything else. I'm not going to stop talking about it. So you got to know my brain is like, what you going to do? How you going to do it? I don't have the answer yet, but I'm going to have one. Okay. What I'm not going to do is be controlled by them. But I actually do understand what you're saying, because it's not me and the conscious people. We'll be off the grid somewhere. Y'all will be over here doing whatever. It's all the rest of the people that are in
because we're going to be programmed. We're going to be programmed. So we're going to be thinking, well, this must be the right way, because we're all in cahoots. Like, they got to be the wrong ones, because they're not, you know what I mean? Not saying that you're the wrong person. You're the driver of the car that's saying, let's do this. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is the one person that says, I'm not doing it would be you. I would be amongst the three people who are like, why not? We're home. We're starving. Everybody's hungry. And you're like, well, we'll find another way.
We've been groomed.
Right.
We've been brought.
Because you're not participating in the grooming process, you're the one that gets out of the car.
I get out. Like, yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'm getting out the car. But I do understand what you're saying. And so, you know, we need to think about that and think about what can we say? How can we combat it? What can we do to stop the program? Because it's dangerous. We're going down a slippery slope.
I think they'll stop the program for us, because this is my thing. Kobe was one of the most of our era dangerous to them, Black people person on earth.
Kobe Bryant?
And the reason why I say this, because he showed the world a work ethic and created a blueprint that people will live and die by until it's erased. He developed, when you want to go out and party, I'm going to be in the gym.
Michael Jordan did that before him.
No, but Michael Jordan's ethics wasn't as big as Kobe's. Kobe's is the one everybody lives and die by right now. Like, they say it's the Kobe effect, because Kobe was the one who everybody talked about. Like, during Michael Jordan era, people was doing cocaine and still going playing games, playing the basketball. During Kobe era, people were like, I wanted to go out with these beautiful girls. And Kobe's like, y'all go ahead. I'm going back to the gym. Like, I got a big game this week. And what? Are you kidding? They weren't used to that. Everybody was on the program and was used to, but. And Kobe was like, no, I'm good. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. So that blueprint became dangerous, because if people can say to themselves, you can amount to this in life if you just don't go that way. And you can take that for every single thing you want to do in life. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you're doing, you're like Kobe Bryant. And I'm like,
I wish.
There's five people that's starting this team, and I'm one. You the fifth person that's going back home practicing. When I'm like, I'm gonna pop bottles at the club. I'll see you at the game tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? We'll figure it out then. I'm that person, because I'm going along with the in crowd, because I think that's what everybody does. That's what everybody's doing. That's the easiest route.
It is easy.
You know, yeah. No tension involved. What do they say? The path of least resistance.
Mm-hmm.
You are creating resistance that, and when I say I'm just speaking for people who are like me. So when I say I'm talking for anybody who says I'm going to get a vaccination because the government told me to do it. You know what I'm saying? That's the path of least resistance. You are the type of person, when I say you, are people who are like, are you crazy? I have a brain. I don't care what you want me to do. I don't care that the government wants me to do this. I'm going to do what I need to do. And I feel like we should be able to do that. You know what I'm saying?
I do too. And I think that we have to think about, as a society, what is happening, what we want to happen, and what we need to do different to get there. I think there's a pattern of us just going along with the program, but it's time to stop and start thinking about what's happening. What will this mean? Maybe we should do something different. But as you heard, we are out of time. So we're going to bring it to a close and say thank you all so much for joining us. We really love the fact that you're watching. We love your comments.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
And we want to thank all the platforms like YouTube and Anchor and Twitter and Facebook, every platform that allow us to voice our opinions and give our opinions about things that we feel are important to us and allow others to comment on it. So at the end of the night, we always say thank you for kicking it with Kim and Tora, and definitely tune in next week. Like, subscribe, and comment, and definitely tune back in.
Absolutely. See you next time.